Green Legion Radio.
Green Legion Radio, Saturday afternoons. What's up, everybody? My name is Quimby, joined alongside Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. How are you, sir?
Good evening.
We're going through the quick intros today. Mr. Michael Diaz, how are you?
Yo!
Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack Reggie.
Ooh-ah.
Happy to be back.
Yeah, we're happy you're back.
You have a lot to
I'm saving everyone from Diaz Nation this week because I saw he was out of control last week.
It was
with his quote and quotes. Yeah,
yeah,
it was ridiculous. You're on radio, you dummy.
It was brutal. You can say dumbass. It's okay.
It's okay. I didn't want to insult him too much.
Don't worry.
I'll save that for later. Time. Yes, we got 2 hours.
Our producer Slash, what's up?
What up? Full sneakers on this week. My boy's all grown up.
Yeah,
you don't. You got your Jesus shoes on.
Awkward. And his John Stockton shorts.
And his John Stockton shorts.
They are a little snug.
Yours are riding higher than
yeah. Stick. Talk about battle of the bulge.
I'm just sitting down. No.
Sorry, I'm so huge.
Lack of bulge.
Already off the rails.
Are those bulges?
Although your shorts are higher than soccer mom Sam over here.
This is all lies. I'm sitting down.
Bo and Luke Dukes.
Of course, our super intern, Super Sam. What's up, hon?
What's up?
How are you?
Good.
And back!
Leadership!
Rex. Our favorite Seaman Rexy!
Oh, and Rexy doesn't have his mic on.
Oh,
so.
And he failed. No. Yeah, his mic on.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
We're used to a Rex eruption, and you didn't even have the mic on.
Sam is glad that your truck is no longer in her driveway.
Yes. And that is a great euphemism from here on out.
We've been using that quite frequently the last few months.
Love that. Like semen now.
Hey, everybody. Yes. And it's going to keep getting funnier. Welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philly, 104.1 Trenton, WDAS, 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. Our show is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light and also by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Make sure you reach out to them at 484-202-3656. That's
484-202-3656.
Or reach out to them on the web at
www.mcspa-pa-inc.com.
MCSPA.com.
There you go, yeah.
What was it?
I normally had the live read sheet.
How many PAs were in there?
Sorry, anyway, Greg, I love you.
www.mcsinc-pa.com. For all of your residential contracting needs, mention the Green Legion, get 10% off your entire order. Make sure you guys start using their service. They are fantastic. Happy birthday, Green Legion Woo! Radio.
Right.
3 years ago today, Diaz and I started this little venture, and here we are now with four of the best people you can possibly ask to work with. And our favorite semen.
Yeah, that's a bit outside.
How should I take that?
The name has improved over the years. I think the original.
We started off with DQ Sports Blizzard.
That's awful.
I thought Diaz.
Yeah.
Diaz and Quimby, DQ Sports Blizzard.
I get it. It's, you know.
I wanted, you know, I'm like, why don't we just tie in Green Legion?
Okay, so I was trying.
It sounded good at the time. You went with it.
You guys with the cookies and cream after that, once you guys added in Hollis and Pop.
So we tried to add cookies and cream.
So as you know, this we're a food type of guys.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I still have the studio line in here as cookies and cream.
It's right here.
Yep. Cookies and cream. And I used to call and do my Phillies hits with you guys.
Delicious.
Awesome. See? We all have a palate for something, everybody. And by the way, cannot be any happier or feel any luckier to be around all you guys, except, of course, for Slash with that most recent comment.
Yeah.
Richard.
I stand strong on my opinion.
3 years ago today, you guys. And I also want to thank Rob Valivas for letting me become part of his podcast over 8 years ago, or this would have never happened. So big shout out to Rob.
Big Rob B.
Big Rob B.
MILF Monday on his show next week.
So, Green Legion announcements right now, everybody. It is up on our website. Official announcement as of today. Our home tailgates at Xfinity Live will now include the inside portion of 1100 Social, which also now includes a VIP section for Green Legion home tailgate clients. Those who are interested, not VIP card holders, VIP cardholders get a discount on all 8 home games. This is a premium ticket of which we have the ability to sell about 50 per week. All right. $125, top shelf, open bar. Anything behind the bar is yours. You have seating guaranteed inside in that area, both inside the Xfinity Live portion where they have that area where Mitchell and Ness used to be.
Ah. Yeah, the carve out or the carve end out. Unit or whatever yep. that is. Yeah.
And the inside portion of 1100 Social. Everybody has enough seating. Again, temperature controlled, your own private bartender. So literally one bartender for 50 people is nothing. That's, you know, that person can fly. It's usually the ratio is usually 1 to 100. So, you know, boom, boom, boom. And again, anything you want, temperature controlled. And the best part about this is now we're also going to move the food inside to 1100 Social. Ooh. So that is now temperature controlled. And we don't have to worry about the elements as it gets colder, whether or not the food stays hot, anything like that. It's a great setup all in all. We just went from the ability to hold 650 people to the ability to hold 800 people at a tailgate.
Yes.
Very nice.
So
awesome sauce.
After a year away, let's get more people in there.
The more
pack it every Sunday.
That sardine can, everybody. So that announcement. Next announcement. It is official. We have established our starting lineup for Green Legion Radio's pregame show on Fox Sports The Gambler live from the patio of 1100 Social at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings before games with myself, Hollis Thomas, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, interning obviously Sam, producer slash, and also joining us full time. Couldn't be any happier to have him. Mr. Irving Fryer will be a full-time part of the Fox Sports pregame show, the Green Legion pregame show on Fox Sports every Sunday.
So I'm assuming we're adding shepherd's pie to the tailgate menu now?
anything I can do to not hear that
the screech?
That sounds
screech.
Like a goat. Did you ever see the Grinch, the new one? He sounds like... Ah! He sounds like with it.
But is that what Tom Brady sounds like? Oh!
I don't know. Ask Sam.
Yeah, I was about to say. Giggity. So we now have our official lineup, everybody, and we will be broadcasting from the upper level at 1100 Social's patio. Right below the big 1100 Social sign, we have our sign being ordered and designed right now. It'll be above us. It's going to be visually stimulating, right? Our favorite seaman?
Correct.
Yes, sir. Excellent.
Man of few words, but we love him.
We do. So awesome stuff hovering around our home tailgates. We will also be doing our pregame show on the road. Hollis and I will be doing everyone as we are in different cities. We'll be adding our first pregame show. It will be in Atlanta, and it will be Hollis and I, as well as Lito Shepherd and Carlos Emmons. That's a hell of a lineup for a pregame show right there. So be prepared, everybody. It's going to be a hell of a ride, and we hope to entertain you guys. We've been talking about how we're going to format this thing for a while now, and we really do like the concepts that we have. We are going to continue to bring you Kaja.
Yeah, we all agreed Kaja's a keeper.
It is. It's
where absolutely. We roast every single city that we go up against.
Bam.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the whole idea.
You're a baby of knowledge.
Yeah, historical players. Historical bad plays.
Lighting all fireworks with JPP. You know, like when we play the Giants. Like, that's always great.
No. Yours, it's still the best, man. Going to the gun range with Plaxico Burns.
Having a pregame video with Primetime on it. He hasn't played there since ever. Him and Hammer. Where he cut the air conditioner off. Leave us at the top of the stadium. Oh, sorry. I don't know where I was going with that.
You were on a roll. We were letting you go.
28-3. Yeah, it's not good that we had this year break, because we were excited to get on this last year, but it did give us a year to figure out the tech stuff, get a little bit better.
100%.
It's all getting launched now.
We've grown leaps and bounds technically with the StreamYard that you found us. 100%, man.
If they could only play music and video, it'd be a, you know, Be nice.
It's okay, man. I'm good with how this is playing out right now. It'll be a lot of fun when I move to Florida after football season and we have to do every show remotely, but that's okay. We'll talk about that later.
Are there a lot of paddle surfers in Florida?
Paddle boarders.
Paddle boarders.
Paddle boarders.
Whatever, sure, man.
We'll find something.
Thank you.
Good idea to move out. Man. Moving out of the hurricane range.
We have too. Eagles first round selection, Lino Shepherd, but instead we're going to talk to a paddle boarder right here on Greeley's Radio.
Our friend Valeria Salustri.
Her story's really interesting.
Yeah. It was.
100%.
In person, it was.
Especially the way she told it and what she was wearing, why she did it while she did.
Right, right.
We didn't know if you were after her or her mom.
You know, I'd have taken either one.
Yeah, I was going to say whatever's left. First come, first serve.
I'd have taken the obnoxious aunt as well from California. God.
Everything looks better after 2 a.m. is what I'm, he
was, the lady was horrible.
Oh, she was a flat-out B-I-E-H biatch. Anyway, let's get moving on. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, and MCS Residential, and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Tank!
Yes, sir.
It's tank time.
Well, today is August the 28th, 2021. It's the 240th day of the year. There's 125 of these puppies remaining. We're going to start on August the 28th in 1977 when Nolan Ryan, he strikes out his 300th batter for the fifth straight year in a row.
Wow.
300 batters. And the only reason I brought that up was because Wheeler struck out his 200th batter the other night.
Yeah.
And but he did this 5 years in a row. But also, on the 29th, he came back in 1987 and for 11 years straight had 200 strikeouts. 11 years straight.
He's a man.
He's a man.
He's a man and he wins.
Yes, he wins. In 1987, on August the 28th, Mike Schmidt passes up Ted Williams and Willie McCovey gets his 522nd home run. I have a couple of birthdays here for you guys. 1917, Jack Kirby. I bring up Jack Kirby because if I say the name Jack Kirby,
that guy owes me money.
Comic books or something?
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
I was looking at Quibi because you should know Jack Kirby.
Yeah, you're a nerd.
X-Men, Spider-Man.
He was born in 1917.
it's his birthday. But it's his
back then it was called Action Comics.
But it's his birthday. He's the creator of those.
Who's Joe? Get your bubble going.
Oh, wow. You guys are just mean. 1943, David Soul.
Ooh, don't the know good that. News is you're fired.
Nobody knows who David Soul is.
Nah.
Starsky and Hutch.
Okay. Yeah. Now you just threw yourself in the Quimby camp over there. Yeah.
I don't care. You think I'm trying to impress you? Shut up. 1965, Shania Twain. Ooh. 1969, Jack Black. In 1982, Leanne Rains.
I got to be honest with you. I still think Jack Black's funniest role has been recently in Jumanji. Honestly. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Martha, hi, come over and look at my... I'm okay.
I love him in School Rock.
I love School Rock. You know what? He's always tried to play this extremely aloof, you know, kind of, you know...
Nacho Libre?
Yeah, whacked out. But this was a different role for him where he was actually playing a girl. And I thought he did a hell of a job playing a girl.
Shallow Hal is also a fantastic movie. Tremendous. The best movie he's ever done.
You can't hear me a little
there one-off? There she is, Mauricio. Where? Behind Rhino?
Baby Rhino?
Things you couldn't put in a movie.
That should be a costume. Yeah. Wow, that is excellent.
She takes the cake, doesn't she, Mauricio? She takes the whole cake there, Hal.
She takes the whole bakery. Also, on August 28, 1973, Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. His 13th album was recorded. Mm-hmm. And today's story in Tank's World, was talking about this last preseason game coming up here. So I was thinking back to my rookie year in the third preseason game where most of the starters and the people who were going to make the squad was getting out of the playing time. And I happened to be in that game, we were doing a rotation. And so we were playing against actually the New England Patriots. We played against the New England Patriots, and they were kind of kicking our ass up and down the field. And the defensive
sounds like line, last week.
Well, yeah, the defensive line was taking one for the team. So I don't know if you guys remember Ronnie Dixon.
Rexy, how does that feel?
Hey, so you remember Ronnie Dixon? you guys, do you remember Q? You remember Ronnie Dixon?
Of course.
Okay, so me and Ronnie Dixon was standing next to Mike Turkovic. He was a coach. So one of the defensive tackles went down. And so Ronnie's like, who you want to go in? Who you want to go in? Who you want to go in? And Turco had his arm on his back. People can't see, but he has it on his back. He looked at him and said, not you.
Oh my God. That's harsh.
That was brutal.
Did everyone like go like around, like just laugh?
Yeah, all started laughing because he was like, who you want to go in, coach? Who you want to go in, coach? Got his chair strapped and everything snapped up. Not you.
Go sit on the bench, Rudy.
His career was never the same.
Roddy Dixon, number 45?
Nah, but
was it Rudy's number
45? Yeah. Rudy number 45, yeah. But the other part of that story was they were on like one of those no-huddle drives. They weren't like on one of those no-huddle drives. And Kevin Johnson had been in the 8 plays straight. And he came off the field, and Turco tried to push him back on the field, and he walked 2 steps and shook his head and, like, sat on the hash mark. I was like, dude, we get to do this stuff? It's the NFL. But that's all I got. I thought it was hysterical when I was looking at the preseason stuff coming up here.
All right, we only got a few minutes left in this segment, but we got to get this started right now because we do have an elephant in the room, a big elephant in the room, and it's one of those really shocker kind of – ones again here, according to Marcus Hayes, and produced in Philly Voice, The Inquirer and Audacy, is that how you say it?
Odyssey.
Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie encouraged Nick Sirianni to not play his starters during the preseason game. So
I agree, Tank.
We're gonna go right there. You know, if the Eagles come out flat against the Falcons, come out flat against the 49ers, what's your take? If the Eagles, it's just the Eagles having no faith in their medical staff. What is going on, Tank? Your take?
My take of this year, but I think we should play them this year because the guys are so young. They don't even have, they haven't even had a chance to get any continuity. It's just let the coaches coach the team.
and apparently Nick has been, you know, hey, get away.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing this. But you saw, I mean, how many plays was Jalen Hurts in there for?
Did
he really get sick? Did he really have the stomach?
I think
like a Jordan Mailata back injury 2 years ago.
I honestly think, though, like if they weren't going to play him, they weren't going to play him. Sending him to the hospital for like, you know, the bubble guts or whatever it is. Like, come on, man. Like, I honestly don't think it's a conspiracy. I honestly think he did go because really in reality, why are you going to try and have all that bad PR when the Eagles have built up nothing but bad PR over the years? He went to the hospital. There's no doubt in my mind. It's just stupid that people want to think that he didn't.
What I think really what's going on here is Philadelphia, and this is no slight. I love where we are. We're great. We're usually not very quick to change the way we do things. This is how it is in the NFL these days. It's just they are sitting their starters. They're not playing them. I think this story is really to protect Nick Sirianni, because if there wasn't this rumor that Howie and Jeffrey were encouraging him and he just did it on his own, a rookie coach, we would be eating him alive. So I think it's done to try and protect the coach a bit.
Now, I look at it like this with Nick Sirianni, too, is this guy comes in here and he's preaching competition, competition, competition. The guy is doing 3-point competitions with the players. He's doing rock, paper, scissors and all that stuff. And he's saying competition for everything. And then you get smoked off the field in 35-0. Like, I honestly don't think this is a Nick Sirianni decision. I really do believe that this is Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie sticking their nose into the business that, I'm sorry, I know you own the team. I know you're the general manager, but your nose does not belong in this type of business. The players should play. Hands down.
I can look at it 2 ways. The 2 ways I can look at it is it gives the young guys another opportunity to make up for what just went down last week. That was an introduction. That was an introduction to the NFL. And when you look at it was jacked up. We got our ass handed to us. And it was, and they were playing against the ones. If you want to make it on this level and be a contributor like they're trying to be, because when you're a rookie, you come in first as a contributor.
Oh, that means half a minute.
Okay.
And I already know you're on a roll.
Well, I'll make it short then. When you come into the NFL.
Did you see this the first time?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Sorry. Deepest apologies.
So what we're going to do is we're going to catch this when we come back.
Yeah, we can catch it on the other side. Catch it on the other side.
All right. Hold that thought, Tank. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, again with Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Be back with more Tank right after this Diaz dedicated song. brother's kids or something. If you back that queen up again, I'm blow you up that Wildcat's ass. I'm sitting in the break room with Tag having a shot. Sam comes running out of the studio.
Like you gotta break it up.
Like a bomb just exploded. And I start hearing these two knuckleheads, Diaz, Zach, going at it like a pair of, give me an analogy.
The best was Rexy trying to jump in. Oh, and like, God. And me and him and me and Diaz are going back and forth. We're like, no, you're not in.
Rexy's like, can I just add one thing? And Diaz is like in his face, like, oh, I think.
He's the biggest dude in the room. And he went outside of Tank and he's like, oh, okay.
And he went like this.
And listen, Zach and I had very passionate opinions. We took it past the break and we decided one of us is going to be right and one of us is going to be Zach.
I guarantee you, Tank agrees with me.
I guarantee you're purple right now on the screen. Yeah, everybody in our room could see you. They couldn't hear what you were saying, but they could see you two going at it. That was hysterical.
I'm sweating.
No, that's just the glow on your forehead. You'll get used to it.
I was about to say, welcome to Tank and I's world.
Hilarious.
Big dogs. Yep. Towel everywhere.
Anyway, let's get back to it. Tank, finish your thoughts, baby.
Well, basically, I was going to say this. I think it's a twofold thing because you get the young players, give them an opportunity to get their feet wet, and you actually give the other guys the opportunity to make the roster. But then you look at it, it's only the third game, and we really haven't seen our offense totally together.
You haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, you haven't seen any of it.
I mean, you've seen an okay run Joe Flacco offense.
Well, yeah, but then you saw the at the beginning of the Pittsburgh game. That's the only time we've seen everybody together.
Without Devontae.
I mean, without Devontae. But then it's like, come on, man. We need to see it together.
Well, you know what? Here's the problem with that. And I'll throw my two cents in on this now. Maybe, in fact, these guys are prepping for this to be a rebuild year and not, A, take any chances, or B, worry about a timeline necessary in order to win games, even though we, as Philadelphia Eagles fans, always
want to win.
So maybe this is the attitude that they should have. Look, we're not going to take any chances. We're not going to put anybody in there. I get it. Hold on a second. I'm not with you. I'm sorry. I'm not with them on this decision.
What?
I want them to play. I want to see what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just wondering if that's the flip side of this coin.
The one thing that, and it's not equal. So I know it's not equal, but you know, we want to see him get live reps and attack. We were down there. They've had 2 weeks in a row of playing. I'll tell you this. 7-on-7 doesn't count. Just hitting no tackling to the ground doesn't count. But the offense and the first team offense and defense had more snaps in those weeks than they did in the preseason game. We're freaking out about the preseason game and I get it. But like, they are getting those looks. We're just not being able to see them.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ESP of Green Legion Radio, Michael Diaz. Okay, listen, no one's trying to hit you. You're wearing a red jersey. Jalen Hurts has done nothing in his league to prove that he should not be playing in these preseason games. You said your piece. With the first team offense during the course of a first quarter or a first half, he needs to play and get things going out there with his players. And actually, maybe, I don't know, take a hit before week one against the Falcons, because you say that it doesn't matter. That it doesn't matter with preseason. And I agree with you, but it matters at the simple fact that after Friday night's game, we record on Thursday, so we don't know what the results are. After Friday night's game, it's 16 days until the regular season. That would have been how long? So add another 7 and another 7. That'd be 30 days before Jalen Hurts took a field in an actual game setting.
Now, the weird thing is, I was just reading something about this, about Jalen Reagor. He's doing great in one-on-ones and in practice. We need to see this translate to the game. That's why I want to see some of these guys in actual game mode. I want to see them in a mode where the other DB does not give a damn about their health. The other DB is trying to make another team. Go ahead, sir.
At the same time, on defense, you have guys that are ready to hit somebody. Because you can't hit your own players.
Exactly. I
mean, you can to a degree.
Unleash the fury.
But you've got some it's like our favorite seaman that's been on a boat for 3 months. There's some pinned up energy that gots to get released, my man.
Back that truck up, baby.
He's been here for a few days, so I'm pretty sure he's
No, But in the Philadelphia Eagles preseason world,
right.
defensive players got to get a hit.
Oh yeah,
and I they have to work on their hits.
Yes.
It's not just offensive timing and getting balls down between a quarterback and a receiver. All right,
tackling
is a form an art form in the NFL as well, especially these days when you have to worry about getting a damn fine half the time you hit. So these guys have to get their licks in, too. They have to get their practice. I got you. Don't worry about it. Don't do this. I get it. I see. Just go like this. Look at me. Just go like, there we go. I got you. All right? They have to get that in. I don't know how this team comes out anything less than flat. If you've had this many reps, this young team, I don't see it coming out any other way. I think they're 0-3.
The weird thing is when you were saying that, all I remember watching the first couple of games and the one defense being out there, missing tackles, just simple tackles. They're making the right gap and they're making the right read, but they're missing tackles.
Because they're not hitting anybody.
Exactly. And it's kind of like this happened to me one time in the game. Kind of like went through the motions of like practice, and I was like, "Oh damn!" But before I made the tackle, but before I knew it, because we hadn't played against anybody, I was about to let the guy go because I thought it was practice.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of like scar tissue, right? After you get a surgery, you have to kind of break it back in. It's kind of like tackling. I'm not so much worried about the defense because hitting is hitting. Like you're going to have that tenacity and that fury within you regardless. Timing is everything on the offensive side of the football, especially with a guy that's never called plays before. Another guy.
There's timing on a hit too, Chris. I'm not buying that.
I understand, but it's not as prevalent as the offensive side of the football.
I think it's just that.
You have a guy that has started 4 games in the National Football League. 4. He's only finished 3, right? And you're putting him on ice for what? Now, I understand. Like, you're the Kansas City Chiefs. You've been to back-to-back Super Bowls, and you're playing Patrick Mahomes in the second preseason game. Like, he's earned the right to sit if he wants to. You know he can, but he's playing. So what has Jalen Hurts done in this league to deserve not playing? He needs to play and gain continuity with these young wide receivers.
May I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's that?
I just said bingo. Bingo. That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Maybe this is something to do with it. And I'm going to give you a painful reminder of week one. Last year against the Washington football team.
Football?
Will you teach me to football? Those players on the Eagles starting roster that weren't on the field that first game, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, Miles Sanders, Derek Barnett, Javon Hargrave, Big Puddin.
Wait, that's a bad thing? That's a bad thing? I get you're trying to make a point, but I think this goes against
trying to make a point.
Trying to make a point.
It's like, oh my God, in Usual Suspect. What the hell? He's trying to make a point. What was the character's name?
Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah.
His name is.
Finster.
Finster, yeah. Finster.
What the hell? He's trying to make a point. Alshon Jeffrey, mm-hmm. Will Parks, Kez Watkins, all slotted to start in some capacity. That's 9 starters that didn't hit the field week one last year. And I wonder if they're gun shy. Wonder. But anyway, we got to move on.
If you're scared, get a dog.
Yeah. Thank you.
Play. Play. You're a football player. You get paid to play football. Play football.
I get it.
That is true. But the part about defense that you're not realizing is it's the steps and stuff to play in a defensive structure, the steps, you have to get that back down because you've been going all this time and you have to get it in game form. You got to get it with somebody trying to kick your ass.
Right.
It's different when you just practice it. It's cool to practice. Oh yeah, that looked good. Oh, that looked real good. Now, with somebody trying to whoop your ass.
Hey, we're not talking about a bacon sandwich here.
And I'm not poo-pooing that. I'm not but, at
but,
all.
But defensively, you got to get that down.
But I think the timing on the offensive side of the football is more important.
No, the footwork on defense is about the same.
I think everything is just as important on a football field at the speed in which it's played.
Yeah.
We can look at it and go, it's easy to tackle. It's easy to wrap your hands around somebody. But it's not easy to adjust your weight entirely when a running back turns on a dime and a guy who weighs 345 pounds has to follow but keep his A-gap locked up at the same time. There's a lot more that goes into
it. But I have more trust in veterans like Steven Nelson and Darius Slay, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, these guys, Derek Barnett, Josh Sweat, to be ready when the time comes. I don't know.
When the hell have you been confident that Derek Barnett is ready?
Well, he's injured now.
When he's the second teamer, he's behind Josh Sweat.
That's because he's injured.
It's because he's injured. He's still what I'm saying.
Those guys have experience in the league. Jalen Hurts and his wide receivers don't.
I just want to say defensive linemen and defensive backs have to adjust their defense on the first step that offensive player makes. So I believe you're wrong, Mr.
Turn the microphone to your mouth.
You didn't say leadership, so you're
actually, you got to turn it up.
All right, like so that. Is that better?
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. I just want to say the defensive, especially the defensive line and the defensive backs, they have to adjust their play to the first step that offensive player makes.
And leadership.
And, yeah. he's got a valid point.
Yeah, no, he's a good point. It's just leadership needs to be ended with every time.
Leadership. The lead step. I'll help you out. The lead step. The lead step of the defense. Of the
oh, my God. I could put one underneath there that says lead step.
Yes, lead step.
I think we need to add
the lead step because when the defensive lineman, their first lead step, if it's too long, that offensive lineman is going to make sport of him.
All right, moving on, because we got a lot to get to, you guys. This is good stuff. Diaz, you have anything else you want to add before we move to topics?
No, I agree with what everyone's saying. Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second. Thank you.
Nice. Charming.
Yes. Wisniewski retired to be a pastor, just so everybody knows. Stefan, thanks for being there in Super Bowl 52, man. Yeah.
Wiz.
All right. Real quick, because we do want to talk about camp, and this kind of be a very quick overall one we already know about, but three, you know, you might be looking at key players in camp and what they've done for themselves to make or break in this roster. And I think the obvious one right now is what Kez Watkins has done.
Oh, man.
You say Quez? It's like Quez. It's Quez.
I want to say Kez.
Okay. It's Quez.
It's Quez.
I don't give a
cool story, bro.
Did I do it?
No, you didn't. No,
you
stopped yourself.
That was a good break.
I'm proud of you.
I don't give a damn. How about what Watkins has done? Everyone wanted to see this guy break out. I don't think anyone on the receiver core, let alone the offense, has done more to help his own cause. Diaz, your thoughts?
I agree. I mean, you know, you get the reports back from these beat writers, and, you know, I can't see it myself, but, like, over all of them, they're all unanimous. He's just been, like, a complete stud. They say, I haven't seen it, but he comes out of the slot, both sides. He goes long. He goes intermediary. He's making crazy acrobatic catches. It's just like, you see, if this is true, because there's been plenty of, you know, camp warriors that don't translate, mm-hmm. right? If this is real, though, it's just, man, that last year really killed him, like not having a camp and everything like that. Anybody?
The one thing I do like about it is
the
way.
Short,
he's trained to get for this moment, and he sees the second. He's a starter now.
It's nice. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. Let's not keep it short. Anything else you want to add? You go, Big Dog.
Okay. Well, the one thing that I loved about this kid was he came in and he worked his way onto the field, and we saw him in the Cardinals game, and then after that, you would think that he had got the big head. But the one thing that I loved about him, and I saw it on one of his posts when he was running, he didn't care what type of shoes he had. He went and bought a pair of shoes from Dick's Sporting Good to work out in. That's how into his field he was. And that when you don't have your own shoes,
I don't understand.
Well, I'm talking about Quez, he didn't have no shoes to work out, and then, so he just went and bought some. Normally they give them to us all the time.
Oh.
So the fact
did they that normally smack the microphone every time?
Deepest apologies, but just seeing the way he worked to get to where he is now is tremendous, and to see what he's doing, and hopefully it will translate because it has translated to the game.
So. No, absolutely. I mean, he's had the big play between the two preseason games so far, and he really showed his speed on that. He knows how to get from 0 to 60 real fast. And it, like you saw the defensive backs trying. Yeah,
by the way, too. He did it too.
I did it too.
Yeah,
but you saw the defensive backs trying to catch him. And he, like, when he gets out in the open field, like, it's finally nice that we have a wide receiver to where you can actually use the bubble screen, because they always tried it with Pinky and it never worked out. So we finally have a guy where it will work.
You know, the funny
did you part? Need to give us a Stinkston reference?
But no, how many times did Andy pull that play out of his big fat rear end?
Oh,
third
man.
And three. And third and three, pulls out the bubble screen, and it's fourth and six. You're like, what the hell?
If you can see our face on the sideline, we look up at the Jumbotron, and that play was like, When we see that play development.
House knows.
When we see on the sideline, we see that play development. Well, we got to go back out here.
Well, all right, here comes the punting team. All right, we're kicking a field goal.
Why did they? They did it all the time.
All the time.
And it's like, okay, listen, you try it. It doesn't work. Maybe try it another time. They tried it like once every four games, it felt like. It was all the time. And it never, ever worked. And you're like, that dude's got like Inspector Gadget arms. He could just reach the ball over.
I'm going to wrap this up. But they tried it with Torrance Small, and I was horrified.
Could have been Nate Brown. You never know.
Man, can we go through the litany of bad receivers?
I can go for you.
I was there for a lot of them.
Gary Scott.
Oh, God.
James Thrash with a one-yard reception. And he's praising God.
Let's hurry this up. I got a ski trip with Jeremy Plume coming up.
Tell his sister I said hello again.
Woo. She a paddleboarder?
Yeah. That's getting old fast. Anyway. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. You guys suck. Check them out at mcsinc-pnec.com or call them at
484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656.
We'll be back after this. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, WDAS 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley, brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. There will be an announcement about the Flodo. The Flodo and a $15,000 MCS giveaway. Starting our first player show this September 9th. I can do this.
That Greg is a giving man.
He is a great guy.
Love him. Love him.
Love him to death. All right. So we just closed the door on Quez Watkins. Q Watkins. QW. Next player on the defensive side of the ball that I think has done more for himself than any other player. Played way above Derek Barnett here in preseason. I think we can agree on that. Both are in contract years. Josh Sweat, you and I have been talking about him since day one, dude.
Love the kid.
And it is a stud.
Well, he put Big Puddin on a third team. I'll tell you what. The one thing we were in the Dominican. Doing some stuff. Don't worry about it. It's a business meeting. So we were. I got word at some of the practices and what.
Just when I thought I could hide my life,
and you just hit the microphone too.
Just hit the mic. I got a little excited. So we were right, Rexy.
So we were looking at some film, practice film, and they had Big Puddin on the second team going up against Josh Sweat. First play, runs him over. Like he was we'll call him speed bump. And then the second play, drives him right to the quarterback's lap. Next series, Big Puddin's on third team. But I gave you all that to give you this. He's been doing that his entire time. He's got something to prove.
He is a specimen.
Yes.
As far as an athlete goes.
Yes. And he almost lost his leg in high school.
Yeah.
He's had some bad injuries. That's why he got drafted as high as he did.
I got actually two questions for Tank on this. The first one is, isn't it a little too early for a Disco Tank?
Mm-mm.
Are we just starting it early?
Never too early.
Well, first of all,
it's never too early.
To answer that question for you, I do this thing called "What the Hell I Want When I Want."
I'm a man and I win.
And I'm a man and I win.
The second question is, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens with Barnett. You know, if they let him walk, but my question is this: is Barnett had a great rookie year, or it looked like it would be more. If Josh Sweat produces like what we thought Derek Barnett would, does the contract get affected by his draft slot?
Are you talking about Sweat?
Right. Like, so if he was a first-round pick, would they give him more money if he performed? I mean, we're assuming – let's assume he has a good year. Yeah.
Right.
So, eight sacks, nine sacks.
Okay, let's assume this. Let's assume that that Josh Sweat outplays, which he has been – and with less snaps.
Yeah.
So if they give, you think that Josh Sweat is going to sign here if they give Barnett
more? No, I just want to know what, how it works, how the contracts work. It, how should,
it, should, it should work that the Sweat should get more.
It should. Well, yeah, I just don't know. But I'm asking, is that how it happens?
Probably not, because he's a first round pick.
Right.
And so since he's a first round pick and he's not been a total bust, but he can't stay on the field.
Right.
And so he's hurt now. I love the way he attacks the game. But he's kind of like having a Ferrari that's always got you got to put air in the tire all the time.
It's got to be at the mechanic every week.
Exactly. Rex, do you have anything to add? Hold on.
Oh, that's me.
That's Rexy pulling in a port.
Ew. That's being a dog. All right.
Easy, Sam. Easy, Sam.
How old are you? 16. You're first.
Mom.
I like where this is going.
Hard to believe she's already 18.
Dude, that's why me and Quibby are dying. Like, I texted him all.
Texted him, you got to put on a foghorn sound effect. Anytime Rexy talks, you got to play that beforehand.
Poor Rexy can't get a word in.
Welcome back, Rex. Rex, you got anything to talk about?
Actually, we get more out of that analysis than we would if
man.
What he's going to say. It's right before he says what he's supposed to say.
I'm happy.
Actually, this one would be after. This is more like the Price is Right losing horn. Ready? Hold on.
Rex, I'm happy you're back.
I'm happy you're back too, Rexy. There's nobody that's easier to screw with on this show than you. Anyway, question for you.
What's up?
I'm not even going to sack about observation on this one.
What a show.
So if so you got Sweat. I hope I'm not doubling up here because I couldn't understand a damn thing either one of you were talking about for the last 60 seconds.
Okay.
I was done.
It was the best part of the show. You missed it.
I was completely out.
It was the Tank and Diaz show.
So you got Barnett and Sweat, both in contract years.
Correct.
Right.
All right. And you got BG and Kerrigan on the other side, one and two respectively.
Right.
If, per se, status quo holds, and Howie radios down to Sirianni and says, hey, we're paying Derek Barnett $12 million this year, or whatever his fifth year is.
Yeah.
We want him on the field more, you know, playing more often, even though Josh Sweat, to me right now, looks like...
More productive.
He's going to be more productive.
That's a typical Howie thing.
Is there any way for Josh to get more playing time without somebody being injured or, you know, where do we go on this? And
I'm going to kick to you right quick. The thing is, you remember we were talking about how Josh Sweat has not even half the plays that Derek Barnett has, but he's outperforming him as far as statistically sacks and tackles. Josh Sweat knows the game. So he knows the game that they're playing. And they want their guy to succeed. But that's why I love Josh Sweat. Because he knows
he's every throwing time, a wrench in that
yes,
engine
he's,
right
every
now.
Time he gets in there, no matter if it's one, two, or three plays, he's affecting the game. And when he does that, as he continues to do that, they will have to honor him, so to speak.
Yeah. They had to activate his fifth year option, I think, in year three. So it was 2 years ago. I think
they didn't. Derek Barnett did last year.
Oh, last year. Okay. I think this is an entirely new regime, except for Howie, of course. I think they're looking at
same owner.
They're starting over. They're seeing what they got. And I think this is a year where it doesn't matter how much you get paid. If Josh Sweat is outperforming him, they want Josh Sweat and build with him going forward. They'll let Derek Barnett sit. It's not gonna be like, oh, they paid him $12 million. You know,
you see that face Sack's giving you right now?
Yeah.
I'm giving you the same one.
And it's only reason we give you that.
Hold
face.
On a second. Hold on.
Okay, I'm just gonna
hold on. No, give him the face.
Now my whole thing, Tank, I'll kick it over to you. Is you say it's an entirely new regime? I don't know. Jeffrey Lurie, Don Smolinski, Howie Roseman. They're all still there.
That's not what I'm saying.
They're all still there.
You're talking about the new coaching staff, new quarterback, new. They're growing. They're not going to win it this year. They're seeing what they have to use
don't
to bring
play
forward.
That fogger,
they got two guys that have a contract. They want to find out who's the best guy moving forward.
Well, what I will tell you is that because he's making $12 million, they're going to want to get more bang for their buck. And that's why I said I love the way Josh Sweat plays, because he tries to affect it every time he's out there to continually prove them wrong. It's not a new regime. We have a guy We have a guy, a young guy that they went and got who was happy to be a head coach.
Who was happy to be told what to do.
Exactly.
By the but old he regime. Wasn't,
yeah, by the old regime. So it's, and so we could, you can think what you want, but they're going to be doing exactly what you said.
Rex, do you have anything you want to add?
I think the new coach has awful leadership. We need a good guy with leadership.
Was that a gong or something?
That was another foghorn, man.
Sounded like the you intro sure? to an action movie.
Hold on. Is this better?
Quimby needs to suck.
That's a good one. That's a good foghorn.
Not really. Sure. It's just like, it reminds me of a beginning.
That one's
of a,
accurate, though, right? That one's more accurate.
But it sounds like the beginning of a vampire movie.
That's all I hear whenever Diaz has a point.
All right. So, again, is there any more opportunity for Josh to get on the field if Derek Barnett is having a season? Josh Sweat can't.
No, I don't think so.
Josh Sweat can't play the interior. Is there a package where he could come in as a stand linebacker?
The NASCAR package. He'll be on because he's a good pass rusher. He'll be out there and they'll kick Barnett down to the interior. But the one thing that you have to look at too is, I think these coaches are going to go against it. This is the one thing I think the coaches have, they have going for themselves. They're new to this regime. They're new to this regime being told what to do. So they'll be like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that after the fact. And then that's what we'll know. Everybody will know what we are currently saying when they fire these guys for doing what coaches are supposed to do, play the best person.
Tank, they can move Brandon Graham into the interior alongside Fletcher Cox. They've done it in years past, especially on third down situations. Is Josh Sweat capable of moving over, say, if like Ryan Kerrigan is, you know, he's had a lot of...
Can he hit the other side?
Yeah,
if you pay attention, they move him around. And the great part about him, too, is the coach, the defense coordinator, he runs multiple fronts. And Josh is able I'll tell you guys... At the break, what we call it in the defense room.
It's all right, Spider.
We trick the offense by thinking it's four down linemen out there. But then you put three down linemen down and you got Josh roaming around and we still are able to run four man stunts.
Kind of what they did with Clowney.
Yeah.
Previously, right? Yeah.
But we did that
with Birds, but with the Texans.
We did that with Andy Kalou first.
Andy Kalou.
Number 94.
Yes. Yeah. Andy Kalou and the Freak.
What number Josh Sweat?
94.
Thundercat.
We still have two more players to talk about on the top of the hour, but when we come back from break, the beautiful Rachel in studio to qualify for this year's Philly's finest swimsuit calendar. Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We'll be back with more shenanigans. And yeah, and a few more foghorns right after this. All right, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends of MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We have plenty more sports to talk about, if you consider what we're talking about sports right now. But until then... Everybody, welcome Rachel to the show.
Hi. What's up, Rachel?
Rachel, how are you? All right, let's see. I got to pull this up because I wasn't paying attention. And yeah, of course. No, I got it. So, Rachel, you're from Reading, huh?
Yeah, a little bit outside Reading.
All right, where's outside? Why I'm missing?
Pottsville?
Yeah, closer to Pottsville,
actually. There you go. Ellisburg?
Yeah, that's like where Knoebels is.
Yeah, right? I've been to Knoebels. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Closer.
A little closer. Okay. A little closer. A little louder.
Okay.
There you go. No, you're good. So you're 24 years old.
Yeah, I'll be 25 next month.
Oh. What's your birthday?
Oh, we just skipped ahead. We skipped to the end.
No, we'll get back to it.
Wait, what is your birthday?
September
23rd. Oh, just when you thought you had something in common with another woman.
Or you thought you had another friend.
Hey, guys, take it easy. He's wearing his sneakers today, you know. I mean, he's all dressed up.
Ankle socks, baby. Ankle socks.
Ankle socks.
I understand you are a Hooters girl. Where?
In King Hooters? Of Prussia.
So we have how many now from Hooters and King of Prussia?
Two.
Three.
Well, three, I think.
Three.
Yeah, three. So, see, as Hooters consolidated, all the talent.
Hold on a second. I am quite happy. You know what?
Yeah, it's great.
Tech, we need to go on a search and destroy mission to Hooters, King of Prussia.
Damn Skippy.
Talking about the wings. Talking about the wings, right?
Yeah, I was talking about food.
Oh, the Hooters are performing in King of Prussia?
Yes.
Hold on. You have no idea what that statement means.
I know she doesn't.
The band that continues to play on our breaks that I don't want him to.
Are they not good?
They are fantastic.
They're fantastic. Yeah. In some of our opinion, they totally suck. Yeah.
I can listen to them day by day.
Do you dance to them? It's weird that Quimby doesn't like them being from the 80s and all, you know? Yeah. It's like right in his wheelhouse.
I mean, I wish to listen to Twisted Sisters seven times in a row.
Hey, I wish all of you zombies would hide your faces every now and then, okay? Because I'm getting a little tired of it. But,
man.
No, Rachel, let's see. What else? Oh, you are an aspiring esthetician. Isn't that ears?
No.
Wow.
What is it?
It's like skincare.
All right.
Yeah.
Could be so sheltered.
Isn't ears part of your skincare?
No.
What the hell, man? I didn't know.
Wow.
Man, Quimby's in here like throwing out Jumanji lines. He doesn't know what that is.
Do you like ears?
If it, oh my God, no. The worst thing next to feet, by the way.
Feet are the worst.
Thank you.
The worst.
Thank you. All right, Rachel, let's see here.
You're going to get an earful
after this. True crime and murder mystery. What is that? Oh, enthusiast.
Yeah, so I really like podcasts.
Me too. I listen to all the
true crime. Hold on a second.
Stuff.
Would you please you. Let her talk? Nobody gives a damn what you have to say right now.
Finally, somebody.
He's muted.
Yeah. Okay. So I like a true crime podcast and.
Just a little, no, just that means a little louder. You got this?
It was just your gestures.
Yeah, you get to put up with them all the time.
He does the same thing to you.
I know, but it was just the.
She looks a lot better than you, trust me.
Which ones do you listen to? Like, what are the.
I listen to Morbid and Dark History by Bailey Sarian.
Nice.
You guys know who that is.
Wow, Morbid and Dark History. That's pretty dark.
You know nothing about it.
I know Dark History and Morbid. I see the ads for it. It's pretty so popular. Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you watching?
No, it's on. He's talking about podcasts.
Oh, okay.
True crime podcast.
Oh, true crime.
Yeah.
All right. What's the astrology thing?
I just really like astrology.
All right.
I'm just into it.
Do you want us to introduce you to Rajesh Kuttarapalli?
Who's that?
Who the hell is that?
Oh my God.
She's a paddleboarder from Costa Rica.
Big Bang Theory.
So wait, are you on the cusp because you're September 23rd?
Yeah, my birthday is the first day of Libra.
Okay,
so you're not a Virgo.
No.
You still thought you had something in common with another woman.
Swing and a miss.
We're going to be talking to your girlfriend in the break room after this.
I actually have this thing against Virgo men, so.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Is it because of how high they wear their socks?
Or is how many socks they have?
Demonic, in my personal opinion.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Just don't say anything for a second. Everybody?
How could a 27-year-old white guy that looks like he's 17 be a demonic?
Maybe that's his superhero mantra. I would like to point out one thing because Rachel does have somewhere she has to be. And we do thank you for coming in. First of all, Miss September, you ready?
Oh, yay.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, Miss September.
In the middle of September.
Remember?
Now, there's something right now that only the demonic 17-year-old and I can see. And that is a tattoo she has on her right upper.
Right here.
What is that tattoo? Don't say what it means. What is it? What is it? What exactly? Describe it. Just what it is and what it, not what it means, but what it says.
It's a Queen of Hearts tattoo.
No, that's not what I asked.
That's what it is.
What do you have there?
A tattoo.
A Q and a heart.
Oh my God. Talk about him trying to make a connection. That is quite a stretch.
I'm sorry. She's a fan.
That's quite a stretch.
Well, it's not a Diaz Nation slip. Okay.
Yeah, his name begins with Q, but the heart is black. Is it black?
Yeah, black heart.
Okay, all right. Then you have nothing in common with him outside the Q.
Good pick up there.
Rachel, we appreciate you coming in. We appreciate you putting up with all of us. You are a very beautiful young woman, and we are happy to have you in the calendar this year.
Thank you. Happy to be
all
here.
All right. Would you do us a favor? We got to do it for everybody. I want you to stand up, stay in front of that camera, and give everybody a quick spin. Yes. Works for everybody, right?
Genderness. Yeah.
Rachel, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Please do not trip on the cords when you walk
out. Yes, because all of the luster will turn to laughter.
Wow. If you think the show didn't get creepy until then. Right. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it. All right, you guys.
You just told her she had a Q on her hip.
She did have a Q on her hip.
Yeah, so, I'm glad we couldn't hear that.
We may have to cut some of that out. So, anyway. All right. Back to players, and then we're getting into a fantasy football segment, baby, because we got a lot to talk about there. All right, those players who didn't do anything for themselves in camp, I don't think we have to talk about it, anything other than...
Say it, Tank.
Big Bud.
Mm-hmm.
He was horrible.
Hey, I loved the speech. Now, here we go.
Which one, though?
No, you're going to shut up, because I'm about to give you credit.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh. You shut up when I give you credit, huh?
No, because
you're still not shutting up.
Because I want you to know both pieces, though.
That interview he gave when he said it's time to put up or shut up. And we all, for a hot second, wanted to believe what was taking place and who did not believe any bit of it.
Tech
dog.
Balls bravado. But what I'm trying to get you to... I was trying to get you to hear was the second interview before Josh Sweat ran over his ass. So I don't know if I told you this part. So he gets back up and he's sitting in front of her. They ask him about him in the battle.
Wait a second.
What happened?
Morgan is on right now, and I believe Rachel is her sister.
Awkward.
Not awkward. Your sister's beautiful, Morgan. I'm sure you are as well. Thank you for having her come in. We appreciate that. Yes, excelente.
I was reading what Russ said.
Morgan, we may need another one, so be prepared. Sorry, just saying no.
But the second interview that he did, where they were actually asking him about the battle between him and Mulatto. And he's like, he's not going to worry about anything he can't control. I was like, you can't control everything with your plate. And it was so ho-hum. It's like, I talked to Ray Diddy about that second interview, and Ray Diddy said he was sitting there looking at him like, you suck.
Oh, the Diamondbacks. The Phillies are playing the Diamondbacks? Yeah. Well, they should be prepared for a sweep, but we're going to talk about that in our final segment.
Wait a second. Leadership. I have something from leadership. Rex.
When do you trade him?
Hold on a second. Hold on.
As soon as they give you something viable for him, because you have made the ultimate mistake. You cannot keep this guy on the team. If you keep this guy on the team, you know how much credibility you're going to lose with the team. It's kind of like when Urban Meyer was going to keep Tim Tebow.
As soon as Tim Tebow
already been released.
I got a name for you guys here. Jeremiah Valoaga. Does anyone know who that person is? Well, if you don't know who he is, he's the guy that's played in 13 games in his four-year career. Last time he played was like November of 2019. Okay. Reports out of that Jets matchup that this dude was rolling Andre Dillard. Andre Dillard, the first round pick. This guy's like, hey, good for Jeremiah Valoaga. Great. Like, good for you. You're like, awesome, man. Like,
Diaz can't even say your name right.
I didn't even know who he was until. Your cousin.
But the funny part about what you said is me and Kobe were talking about this exact same thing coming back from a business meeting.
You guys have a lot of business.
You guys are setting
shut up.
You guys are setting up the pregame
show. I don't need you guys judging me. Shut up. So, coming back from this business meeting, were you a guy that's not either not drafted or drafted lower than expectations, and you see a chump that's got the world at his feet, they're going to give him so many opportunities to mess up, and he basically screws the pooch.
Well, he's successful in messing up.
He's soft.
He's successful in messing up.
He's tender. It's god awful, man.
I think, you know, when someone said, when do we trade him? I don't think he has any trade value at all.
Big Puddin?
Yeah.
No.
And the only trade value he has, I don't know if you remember.
Right now, he's nothing better than a tackling dummy.
A conditional 2023 seventh.
No, hold on. Because around the end.
If you place 28th or above, it's sorry, you don't get it.
Now, see, the thing that that I haven't told you guys is around the NFL, they're equally as stupid. So when I don't know if you remember when Andy Reid got here, he got
somebody,
rid of
somebody thinks he's a project they can make work.
Exactly, they got rid of Big Drake for one of the first round picks from Green Bay, and both of them sucked.
Who were they?
They sucked.
Oh, see, but
John Harris and sucked.
All right, we got to move on, guys. All right, real quick though, Zach Ertz.
I don't know what he's doing on the team. He's like making $9 million. He's not in their future.
He's having an awesome camp.
That's great, but like they need to see Dallas Goedert get as met, like we're saying. It like this is all about who are the guys they're going to continue on after this year.
No, the thing is Dallas Goedert is having
bring
an
your
awesome,
microphone a little closer, DS.
Dallas thanks, Goedert is having an awesome camp too. The part that I don't like about the Zach Ertz thing is the thing I don't like about the Zach Ertz thing is the fact that they still got him here, but they don't have
that he's still here.
Exactly. And he's already.
You know why he's still here?
Because they can't.
Because Howie's overvaluing exactly. His players.
His hair.
His hair is sexy.
Chicken Slim like Shady.
Demolition Man.
This potty is whack. Anyway.
All right. Leadership needs. Hold on before you speak.
Can you do the sound first?
See, that's long. Like, if he gets the sentence three, that should just go right over it.
Do you not feel having a veteran like him in the locker room is valuable with such a young team?
Not now.
No, no.
He's not a happy player here.
And also,
what good could he possibly do for the locker room if he's pissed off about the entire organization?
And not only that, he's trying to get paid. He's trying to get paid. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, you don't think we're past that already? I mean, he's there. Where do you have to deal with him now? So obviously they've come to terms with something with him there. There's got
No, they haven't.
I disagree. You just don't know that how he's overvalued. His name is
an idiot. No.
What's going to happen? And I believe this is what's taking place.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. This is the Sammy Sleeves situation. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a team who is a tight end based offense that actually has somebody go down who's in the hunt. And all of a sudden, Zach Ertz is going to become a very, very prominent possibility.
The Saints. Two of their tight ends are down already.
I do not dispute your argument.
Go ahead.
I do not dispute that. But
I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to.
He's definitely going to get moved.
Oh my god.
He's getting moved at the deadline.
He'll be moved before the deadline.
Whatever the best offer is. Sixth round.
I guarantee he's overvalued. I mean, he thinks he's going to fall into something, and he's just going to be here to the end of his contract, and we're not going to get anything for him.
That's what I think. I think he's here to stay till we don't need him anymore.
But I think Zach Ertz is going to play hard no matter what.
Oh, there you go. Leadership.
I beg to differ because he missed a couple of
whoever.
Whoever had the
fourth segment before Rex asked a leadership question, big winner today. Big winner. That's pretty good. That was in the fourth segment, you know?
I had that in the office pool.
Oh, good.
Pay up.
Nice. Pay up.
Anyway,
same thing with Andre Dillard, though. Like, guys, just whatever you can get.
DS, when I say we got to move on, we got to move on.
I know, it's frustrating. The guys are still on.
How many minutes left in this?
Said four.
About 4 minutes.
And we're never going to get through all this.
We got 4 minutes time.
Plenty of time.
Fantasy football, DS, your top five picks. Go.
Well, I'm going to do top five strategies because I'm
going
to get a top five picks.
Well, let me help you.
Quimby's got a new toy, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So on most of these draft lists, everyone goes
I'm only going to use it for you and Rex, though.
There's this thing that's going on right now, getting Travis Kelce like in the middle of the first round, 5, 6, 7, 8, something like that. And people are like, are you going to do tight end or whatever? Listen, if you pick Travis Kelce, especially in a PPR league or a tight end enhanced PPR league, picking Travis Kelce is gold. It's solid. I had him for like 5 of the last 6 years. It's such an upgrade over everyone else at the position. If you want to take Travis Kelce, people are going to give you a hard time. Take Travis Kelce. You're not going to be disappointed. He always produces.
All right. That's one. What's your next one?
Oh, we're going to go. I'm going to go in all of them. I got a ton.
Dude, just be quick with your five, man.
This is why you said top five players.
Yeah. And I said, I'm not going to do that.
Well, then be quick.
Then you give your next one.
I'm just going to give my top five picks. Because everybody likes Run CMC, and I don't believe it.
Okay, because the guy had nothing but leg and middle of the body injuries last year.
Who that?
And a lot of times, CMC, Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
All right, so a lot of times when running backs go through those type
of injuries. Gotta
wonder. Yeah, because like when you go through those type of injuries, that means your body is starting to break down, especially when you've been relied on as much as you have been through the course of your career. So I like, number one, I like Dalvin Cook. Number two, Alvin Kamara. He's going to get a lot of garbage points, point per receptions. What do you got, Quimby?
Alvin Kamara, I picked up, what, seventh? Ooh. Last year in our draft.
He's going to be top five this year. No doubt.
I think people didn't realize what it taken. We got it, Tank.
Okay.
All right. I got you.
Let me have that.
No, I'm going to let you have that. Not realizing the time he split with, now in Baltimore, Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram, yes.
All right.
Captain
Fry. Jackson.
Alvin Kamara was a stud last year. Mm-hmm. Stud kept me in the hunt into the playoffs last year.
And he's their whole offense this year. Especially with Michael Thomas being out.
We don't know
when he's going to come back.
Unless the receiver steps up, like Trey Smith.
But the problem there is they know now that they have to put eight men in the box, and we're going to let Tank talk about eight men in the box before we bring it to our favorite seaman.
After Alvin Kamara, Tank, I'm just going to finish out my top five because we got to go into break here in a couple minutes. Derrick Henry, the guy is a stud. I mean, the guy just totes the rock until proven otherwise. Keep on giving him the rock and just pick him up. Devontae Adams is my number one wide receiver. Aaron Rodgers back in Green Bay. The guy is money.
Revenge tour.
What did he have, 18 touchdowns last year?
We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers in Philadelphia next year.
Number five, Nick Chubb. I'm a fan of Nick Chubb.
Giggity.
He is awesome. He is, dude, the guy just does nothing but pound the rock all day long. Sleepers. J.K. Dobbins, Jerry Judy, and Ryan Tannehill has brought me to a fantasy football championship in 2019 and on the precipice of another one last year. Add in Julio Jones along with A.J. Brown and Derrick Henry in the backfield. Ryan Tannehill is going to have a huge year. You don't pick him up early. You can get him probably in the fifth or sixth round for sure.
You just missed one person.
Shut up.
You missed another Aaron out of Green Bay. The running back.
Aaron Jones.
Yeah, that was. I think Aaron Jones is the most underrated running back in the. I would pick him seventh overall.
And as I'm wrapping this up,
he's projected my boy seventh Q, overall.
Shut up! As I'm picking this up and throwing it to my homeboy Q. Q, kick us out of here, would you?
Thank you, sir. All right. Guys, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, for all your residential contracting needs, 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Mention the Green Legion and get 10% off your order. Do not forget, Green Legion Radio is also sponsored by the NextSip, thenextsip.com. Check them out. All the Cabanos restaurants, Cabanos River Deck, Cabanos Head House, Cabanos Rittenhouse, which will be moving in 6 months. Cabanos Rittenhouse will be moving in 6 months, a block away. Cabanos University City. And of course, all the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's working their way through med school and law school. Woo-hoo. We're hanging out with our favorite seamen. Anyway, we'll be back right after this.
Burn her! Burn the witch! Burn her!
Way to slam the door on her
chest. See you later,
Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. It's also brought to you by our friends at City Fitness Philadelphia, all locations, JFK, East Market, Graduate Hospital, Logan Square, Northern Liberties, and Fishtown. And if you're not in the city and you're across the bridge, make sure you check out our friends at Echelon Health and Fitness. And, of course, our good friends up at Bucks County Baseball Company, the premier source for vintage Philly sports gear here in Philadelphia. Bucks.
No, the website is bigger than the showroom.
Thank you. Bucks County Baseball, CO.com. These are selling points, and it's accurate. Plus, the Green Legion gear house.
I have another Bucks County Baseball Company. They have Ray Dininger this Saturday from, I think, 3 to 6.
Awesome. Wow, we're just talking five. About this now?
3 to 5.
Yeah, 3 to 5. 3 to 5, it's free.
I'm so glad I don't have to do anything. Everything. Excellent. So Ray Dininger at Bucks County Baseball in Bristol, PA,
yep,
from 3 to 5 on Saturday.
Yep. Signing his new book.
Excellent. Another one.
Yes.
He's Diddy. A stud.
It's my guy.
Diddy! Diddy did it! Oh, The Simpsons did it. My bad. And of course, the King of Prussia Diner now open, my friends.
Get an omelet.
I got some news from straight from the fans in the chat room here. They're all calling for it. Disco Tank into Disco Ball. And we all agreed that you should have a disco ball here. Have some requests for Smoke Machine and the they call it the siren. I don't know if that's the foghorn too.
Beep,
but
beep,
throw
beep,
that
beep.
In there, and we'll have that whole setup here for Disco Tank.
There's another request here from Keenan Harmon saying, "See what Sack is doing, Diaz? He's answering quickly."
Actually, everybody, I'm in tune with you, and I would love to actually. Redirect money from Diaz being on the show and pay for all of those.
I get it.
They were wrong.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Don't worry. I'll get it myself.
It's better when Quimby does it, though.
Nah. Does that mean you're going to pay for your trip to Vegas and Denver?
Yeah, that ain't happening.
I said I'll get the disco ball.
Anyway. There you go. We got the siren. The Smoke Machine will be good with them for the Phillies finals when they come out too. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh yeah, that'd be fantastic.
We'll fill this little room with smoke.
So many bad ideas right now. Everybody, let's get back to it. All right, I don't even know where the hell we are right now. All right, so we were talking fantasy football picks.
Yes.
I believe Sack, you were on the end of yours when we went and Hollis was going right into his.
Yes, go with Hollis because Diaz will take the rest of the show to do his.
Well, no, I just put that through that one out there because I heard everybody talking about everybody else.
Okay, good. Slash, what do you got?
What you got?
The top five.
I'm sorry. Did you read anything? Whatever you want to add to fantasy football, do it.
Oh, I agree with Diaz. Hold on, Hollis and Quimby.
Hold on,
five.
Ready? Monty, they don't call him the best color man in the league for nothing. Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag.
The only thing I might
say. Hold on. Don't screw this up. Oh, fly ball. Caught.
Yes, Major League, baby.
I'll tell you this. Here's one.
Sorry, it's Slash's time.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. No, it's obviously going to be CMC, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara, Derrick Henry. And I'm thinking about throwing Jonathan Taylor in that top five.
Ooh, you like the Colts this year, huh? You like Carson Wentz? Why do you like Carson Wentz so much?
Because he wants that first-round pick.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. T.Y. Hilton's another year older. He can never stay healthy. They have Michael Pittman Jr., who's going to be a stud. But other than that, I think they're going to rely on the run game a lot. So,
what about the Raiders running backs?
Raiders?
They spent a lot of money on Jacobs.
He's a top 10. He's not a top five.
Okay. I'll tell you this. Here's one. Do not draft. Well, this is stupid. Do not draft Patrick Mahomes. What I'm saying is
this number two?
Wait on quarterbacks. Just wait on quarterbacks.
So you're telling people to draft Travis Kelce, but now don't draft Patrick Mahomes?
No, because
makes no sense. You're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying don't draft Patrick Mahomes, but he's going to be the first quarterback off the board.
Don't take him in the first or second round. You can give him the third. That's fantastic value right there.
I think that's not a good move. That's too much talent in the third round that you'd have to get.
Got it.
You can get a solid running quarterback in the eighth round.
Now, my question was, which one of you guys have won a fantasy football thing in the last couple of years?
Diaz is in the hunt every time.
Yes.
Yeah, but what did you finish at last year, Diaz?
Last year was hit
No. What did you finish at last year? I don't need a dissertation.
Out of the 12, I don't need
a dissertation. I just need to know. Wait, weren't you not behind me, myself and Rex?
That's right. I mean, I'm a consistent playoff contender.
My league has had 24 teams in it, and I've won five times in 19 years, baby.
24 teams, wow.
24. It's two separate leagues, but the championship game is in week 17.
What do you guys do, like a whole bender that day? Like to get the draft?
We're gonna start
at 9 a.m.
We're going to get ripped next Friday night, no doubt about it.
Speaking of benders, the Green Legion Big Boy League draft is next Tuesday. We're going to do the show a little bit early.
Yes,
because we have the draft.
4 to 6.
It's the
Tuesday.
Most Thursday.
So I'm sorry. I'm just focused on the draft. The date doesn't matter. I'm going to be here whenever it is.
Well, the day matters. The date doesn't.
Thursday.
I'm sorry. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Quimby, come on back here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, come on back here to get some organization.
Next.
Shut up. Good, Quimby.
First of all, I only have flashes of brilliance during fantasy football. Occasionally, I win one. In our league, I won the first year. I have not done squat since.
Much like your sex life, I'm sure.
No, I think you finished like third last year or the year before, right?
I did pretty well last year.
Making the playoffs, you know, it's good.
Yeah. Besides that 65-day stretch.
Let me ask you a question.
Hey, Quimby, have you noticed there's a lot of love in this room?
I noticed it's getting a little warmer in here. I don't know.
Wow.
You know what? You can open that door back up. I don't think there's enough really, air getting in. No, and it's actually getting a little warm in here.
It is. I'm fat.
Let me ask a question about the top five. Does anybody have a non-running back in their top five?
No.
You know what?
Devontae,
man.
Here's the element about that you always find interesting. And most of the leagues you play in are PPR league now. And you would think that somebody who's going to take down 100 receptions over the course of a season should be that. I got duped twice with that knucklehead from Atlanta.
Julio?
Oh, God. I drafted him first round twice.
He's not really a knucklehead, though.
He's a knucklehead. He didn't get nothing. Richard.
Diddly poo.
Yeah, nothing.
It's a good thing that Quimby's not on Twitter, because he'd be the guy that tweets like Julio after the game. Hey, yo. Words that we're not going to say here on the air.
You're damn right I would.
kind of
like I would have destroyed Jadeveon Clowney for that awful dirty hit against Carson Wentz. But
our buddy Louis, or what do you call him?
Louis.
If looking for a reliable kicker, look no further than Atlanta.
Young-ho Koo.
Which is actually Young-hwe, but I call him Young-ho.
Young-hwe.
But as always, never early, so pick up that Young-ho as late as possible.
Now, that's some quality fantasy advice.
That is.
Was that number three on your list, DS?
It wasn't, but I might move it up to number three.
Hold on.
How much for that young hobo?
Do they charge by the hour?
One more time. One more time.
Dear Diary. Jackpot.
Hold on. Louise, I think you were working on that for a long time, man. And I'm not going to lie. I appreciate that one.
He had that typed up.
You get know, that. Last week. So pick up that young ho as late as possible. Yay. Hold on a second. And for Rexy being back here.
Right, enough.
No.
The fans are calling for it.
This
it's
is what you
never
get.
Never enough.
This is what you get for avoiding us for the first week or so
that you were here, sir. Thank you.
I didn't want to be the bearer of bad news. But I was, if you notice, I've been abstaining from ribbing you.
Hold on a second. He is 100% right. You're a Richard. You're a Richard. You've been so involved. You just picked up your truck today?
From Sam's house.
No, oh, not
it wasn't
my house.
Not a lot of house.
Not my house.
Not her house.
Thank you.
Out of her driveway.
Not out of her driveway either.
Anyway.
And somewhere
Thanks,
else.
Hank.
Anyway, yeah, agreed. Thank you, producer.
Yeah.
Oh my God, will you do it with me?
Are we doing a sports radio show?
Are we doing the chicken dance?
Yeah, we're a little off.
Okay.
We're off right now.
But I think right now we should start our Kaja.
Yes,
let's do it.
I don't see why not.
All right, everybody. Kaja is kick ass or jackass. That's our acronym, and we have decided today's Kaja is going to be all about fantasy football. And since I was the one that came up with that idea, I'm going with my first five, or my five first.
Clockwise here?
We're going to go clockwise.
All right.
Tank, I know, didn't. He just works here.
I just work here. I don't pay attention when y'all start doing that stuff.
Diaz has at least 9 or 10 fantasy football Kajas.
Got
and I know Zach has a bunch. So we should be able to fill up this segment. How many minutes do we have left?
We have 4 minutes.
So we'll be going way until the next segment.
Yes.
But let's start it. All right. Kick ass or jackass. Sam, I want you in this. Rexy, want you in this as well. No dissertation or long dissertation.
Thank you.
Let's just go kick ass or jackass.
That's right always now. My kryptonite.
Shutting up is your kryptonite.
No truer statement has been said on this show.
I agree.
First one. Choosing a Dallas Cowboy player on your fantasy team, kick-ass or jackass?
Complete jackass.
Kick-ass. If you want to win the league, you can't eliminate any teams.
Jackass.
Winning is kick-ass.
If there's money involved, it's kick-ass.
Let's Why go. Did you go past him?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he is there.
He was waiting for the
I thought I knew his answer already.
Yeah. I thought that was a big foghorn. Foghorn Leghorn over here.
Hold on a second. Rexy, go.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Screw Diaz. Jackass.
Yes. My fault. I will see all of you outside by your cars.
The first time I had a decent season last year, I had Amari Cooper. Man, I'm not going to lie.
If there's money involved, you can't have any.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the deal. You can hope that they do well, except for two games out of the year.
Here's the deal. I'll be waiting for all of you out by your car.
Not me, Tank. Not me.
Not you. You'll be just hold the
Okay, back. That's enough. Thank you. Moving on. Fully remote fantasy drafts.
Fully remote.
Where nobody goes to a location. You're all on Zoom
That's jackass.
It's jackass. Unless it's like people across the country.
We didn't need a dissertation.
Jackass.
Jackass.
No, it's jackass.
Jackass.
Hold on. Wait. Go ahead, Rexy.
People across the country.
Well, yeah, you're playing a league with someone in California. You know, you're not going to all be
jackass.
That's true. Yeah, it's
okay, jackass. Here we go. The guy who takes all the allotted time for a fantasy pick and then chooses someone who already has been taken.
Just say it in unison.
Jackass!
Hold on. God. Rexy, go ahead.
Jackass.
Wait. Hey, that's kick-ass because that's a penalty, and that means it's $20 into the bucket. So it's not.
You're a jackass.
Yeah. You're too soon.
All right. The first person to take a kicker or a defense in fantasy football.
Stupid? Jackass.
That works.
Jackass. But kick ass for me because you're going to lose.
I won one time by doing that.
So. He had the New England Patriots defense 2 years ago.
He's a jackass.
And it was, no.
I got it like the last round.
No, it was ridiculous. He racked up 30 points a game. I lost it. Yeah, it was brutal.
No, jackass. Thanks for your donation, though.
All right, now that we lost all our listeners, I'm going to go jackass because I never drafted defense. You go weekly waiver wire.
Stream that. Okay, final. Having strippers work the board at your fantasy football draft.
Hell yeah. I'm sorry. Kick ass.
Working the board, jackass. Having them there, kick ass.
Kick ass.
Phenomenal. Kick ass.
I love it. I beat it again.
Kick ass.
Diaz.
I'm all right. How about this one?
Hold on. Real quick. How much time do we have?
We have 2 minutes.
Go.
2 minutes.
Staying clockwise here. Starting with Sam.
Last place punishments.
Kick ass.
Oh.
That is awesome. Kick ass.
I still have my pink sash.
It's kick ass because it allows the person that's like coming in last place to like stay involved. So,
if I may, strip poker also has punishments after your clothes are off. Kick ass.
It may be kick ass, but if the punishment don't fit me, I'm not going to do it.
How about this one?
Remember when you used to be fun?
No, I am fun.
3 minutes ago?
It depends on what it is, though.
No, you
Diaz, one more, and then we'll...
All right. One more, we're going to take it up.
Here's one.
You had 2 minutes.
Yeah, a minute ago. This is true. This one should be easy. Inoffensive team names. I got a buddy named the Summers Point Sharks. Inoffensive? Get out of here.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's got to be offensive.
Jackass.
The Sax Attacks in every league, baby.
God. Do what you want.
Do what you want, jackass. That's stupid.
I'm sorry.
What's the name of your team?
First of all, I love leagues who name your team for you.
Some of them are the greatest.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that. That should be a new rule.
Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back with our final segment, which may not last long after this. All right, everybody, let's start this back up with Diaz in the bathroom.
Oh, there he is.
Demon bodies.
All right, Diaz, you're still on Kaja?
All right.
Get it, baby.
The next... Off mic. The next one here, snake drafts. Kick-ass or jackass?
Kick-ass.
Love a snake draft. Kick-ass.
I didn't even realize there was another way to do it. You have to do the snake draft.
I'm sorry, I thought that was the only way to do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to have the last pick in the first round, you should also get the first.
How is that fair to do it?
Auction drafts. Auction.
You do an auction. You auction draft.
Oh, God.
This is what happens on these snake drafts, especially in the big boy league. People just print out a sheet the day before, the night of.
No.
They go in and they start checking them off.
Day of.
Yep. Snake drafts, auction drafts are the way to go.
Hold on. Sir. Go ahead.
He's fired.
Go ahead, Rex.
Let's keep it simple. Snake draft.
Snake drafts are awesome.
All right. He has. Keep going. The next one. The guy who brings a magazine to the draft that you know that was published in June.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
It's a trick question.
No, say that again.
The guy who shows up to the draft bringing a magazine that you know was published in June.
Well, I'm new to this group. I'm going to go with Jackass to be safe.
No, it's Kickass. Thank you for your donation.
I hate you for stealing my thunder.
No, because that's the thing, though. People will take players that were already hurt. Maybe a training camp.
Rex, you go.
We need a shorter horn.
No, we don't. It's perfect. All right. Yeah, thank you for your money.
Thanks. Thanks for the donation.
Yeah.
Thanks for the donation to the strippers. Sorry.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Cue that up. Kick-ass, obviously. How about this? Being that guy that requires your league to institute a pick clock.
Oh,
God. There's always one.
That's Jackass.
I am a commissioner of a league for 20 years. And for the love of God, 2 minutes should be enough time to make your damn pick.
Yeah.
You are a jackass if you take any more time. I'm sitting there trying to stop the damn clock beforehand because that way it doesn't go auto pick on you, idiots.
Rexy. Rexy, go. All right, good. Let's make sure.
Slash.
Oh, my God. Make your pick.
It's jackass.
Hold on. I instituted a clock 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and Palmer runs it. I am fine with that. 2 minutes for the first two rounds, 1 minute for every round after that, and if you can't figure it out, you're an idiot.
Good idea.
So, time clock, kick mother freaking ass.
Absolutely. You have to.
Kick ass.
It's jackass. And also, that clock is backwards. In the first two or three rounds, it should be 1 minute.
Well,
in the later
first
rounds,
first of all, you're that guy.
Exactly.
No. I know exactly who I'm picking. You're not to be worried about
it. Do you know why you're that guy? Because we said no dissertations, and you've been giving us dissertations.
Yeah, but that's what I do. I like long solos. All right, good. Go have a long solo in the bathroom after you finish this. Let's go.
Shut up, Diaz.
All right, here's my last one. Asking your co-host to pick your top five sleepers live on air. Kick-ass or jackass?
Wow.
Jackass.
The fact that your top five would take another 3 hours of programming on Fox Sports The Gambler on Saturday afternoon, you're the jackass.
Shut up, Diaz.
Oh, hold on. Go ahead. I won't.
Shut up, Diaz.
There we go.
I got to agree with Diaz there. There goes your strategy.
Right. I just don't like you one way or the other.
You're fired, Diaz.
That's right, everybody. Kick-ass. That's it for my Kaja. Zach.
Yes.
You got some Kaja, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, I thought you had
some. No, I told you you guys pretty much covered everything that there was.
Yeah, I had three more that we already
said. Wait, I got one. Kick-ass or jackass asking seven people their top five fantasy picks.
Jackass!
You're fired. Getting fired. Yo, getting fired.
Hashtag deja vu.
I will say this, though. At least Quimby is doing his pregame prep for next week's big boy Green Legion draft a week ahead of time. He's trying to find out what we like.
Oh, you like CMC? I like CMC.
No, let me be completely honest with you. I've been getting hammered this entire show. I could not give a rat's ass.
Oh, no. They're saying that you want to.
You have been
hammered? Yeah. Let's see.
Was that you? Have Calvin Cook at two? I have him at three. That's so weird.
That was Rex's sarcasm.
Hold on a second. Yo, did Slash go to the Phillies game today?
Ooh. No, I'm just fired up.
How much time do we have left?
5 minutes.
Do you think that Diaz needs bangs? I'm asking.
He doesn't have enough hair to perform bangs anymore.
Unfortunately not.
Ready?
Yes.
Phillies sack attack
now.
Listen, man, I started this past Sunday on baseball brunch, Bud Light baseball brunch. I was ripping into, and Diaz loved this, because I was ripping into the loser mentality that's built up in this franchise, and it has existed for the last 10 years. And really, in reality, I'm sick and tired of these guys, these self-entitled athletes. And, like, you know, I'll tell you what, man, this is exactly what is wrong with the sports teams in our city, is the fact that we can't employ any good, you know, medical teams with any of these teams. The Eagles do it every year and screw up. The Phillies do it every year and screw up. They bring back Reese Hoskins on Sunday. My man hits 3 home runs, 2 on Sunday, 1 on Wednesday night, and then he goes back on the IL after he has an abdominal tear, and he's going to be gone the rest of the season. Zach Eflin was supposed to pitch on Thursday night. They scratch him 2 hours.
Zach Efron hasn't had a good movie in a long time.
No, well, yeah. High School Musical's fantastic, by the way. No, I'm not a fan. But I'll tell you what. Listen, you have these guys out there. Zach Eflin, him and his heavy body from a couple years ago. Remember that one with the Gabe Kapler era? Like, and then all of a sudden, you feel something in your knee. I'm sorry. At least I'll give Reese credit. Reese tried to come back. He tried to play through it. Zach Eflin, you have something wrong in your knee? Dude, you are Lurch. You're 6'6". You're going to have something wonky in your knee for the rest of your damn life and your career. Get your ass out there and friggin' pitch, because I got to watch Matt Moore pitch while we're recording this damn thing. It was down 2-0 to the friggin' Arizona Diamondbacks. We're going to go 4-0 against this damn team. It's built up from this friggin' loser mentality in this team. And it starts with John Middleton at the very damn top, who hired Andy McPhail and friggin' Matt Klentak in the first place, and now he has to depend on Dave Dombrowski to dig his ass out of it. This team, I'm telling you, I said the other day, I don't think I have another rant in me, but I think I just had it right now, because I'm sick and tired of the fact that it's been 10 years, and the best thing I've seen this week is Citizens Bank Park with a Spirit Halloween sign on it. You want to know why? Because vacant buildings in October have Spirit Halloween's in them every October, because they can't friggin' fill it with anything else the other 11 months out of the year. Just like this friggin' damn franchise can't, because they refuse to do the right things to surround franchise players like Zach Wheeler and Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto and Aaron Nola with the reasonable players to put them over the damn top and back in the playoffs for the first time since 2011. Then hallelujah, where's the Tylenol?
I was about to go.
That was sweet.
Oh my god.
I was going to interject and give you a little bit more ammunition.
Nah, you can't.
But I couldn't. And he was telling me, I was like,
I was waiting for him to finish with Chevy Chase.
I know, but I was just like, I was like, well, keep going, because all the stuff that you just said, if you, he's watched a football game with me. Watch a baseball game with me, but I'm watching the Phillies. It's brutal. It's extremely brutal, especially when we can't score. We can't score, and when our bullpen sucks.
Hey, Spencer Howard hit it right.
He sucks.
No.
He sucks.
Round two.
Get him.
Hey, both of you, shut up.
Spencer Howard in 3 games for Texas. He's got a combined innings pitch of 7 1/3 and a nice 9.82 ERA. Boom. That dude sucks.
Great prospect.
Sucks.
Listen, we still have availability for Green Legion Radio sponsorships. If there's an EMT group out there, we need your services. We need someone on hand. Yes. My man Saki's turning purple over here yelling about the Phillies. I want him to be with us throughout the whole season. So,
and in closing, that was the point that I wanted to interject to him, because Spencer sucks. And to have him talking about our squad, he needs to sit the hell down.
Just like Nick Pivetta, who gave up a 490-foot bomb to Miguel Sano the other night that went over the friggin' billboard in dead center field of Fenway Park.
Gosh. And everybody, ending on a positive note here on Bud Light Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia. Tank, Rexy, and myself are going to Delilah's tonight. And
damn, Skippy. Jordan,
Business meeting.
I'm sorry. Everybody.
Our show is brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. You can check out all your residential contracting needs at mcsinc-pa.com. or call them at 484-202-3656. This is a complete crap show right now. And we appreciate you joining us on your ride to or back from the shore, everybody.
If you're not deaf already.
Yeah, if you're not already done. Everybody, we appreciate you. In the room, we didn't get a chance to get to you tonight. We'll get to you on Get Tanked on Monday. We love you. We'll talk to you guys next week.